Hi, everybody. The Chocolate Writers here. And you're listening to Did You Hear What Chocolate Said? You could be listening to anything in the world and you chose to listen to me. I'm honored and grateful. This will be a special show. I'm anxious to get started. So let's get it started. Today's show is the first of season four of Did You Hear What Chocolate Said? March 1st marked my third anniversary of bringing you this podcast. It's been a wild ride. I've covered a variety of topics over these 3 years. I had my friend Dennis on my first episode where we asked the question, is R&B dead? And shared our mutual love of the genre. With my love of sports, I covered several NBA-connected stories, including one involving consequences and repercussions, where I gave my take on what should happen to fans who misbehave in NBA arenas. I also covered the about-face of Scottie Pippen, who after The Last Dance decided he no longer thinks Michael Jordan was great, and in fact, he was better, and Jordan was just all about him. I emphasized in that show the fact that there is already way too much footage of Scottie Pippen saying Jordan is the GOAT, and how close they were, Jordan even bringing him into the Hall of Fame, and he thanked Jordan for everything. It seems now someone may have talked some sense back into Scottie. I heard him say recently again that Jordan is the greatest ever, and who knows how long that will last, though. I also discussed some controversial subjects like Brittany Griner's trial and jailing in Russia, the comedian Monique, when she first asked us to boycott Netflix and accused Oprah and Tyler Perry of blackballing her. And the slap heard around the world when Will Smith lost his mind and pimp slapped Chris Rock on live TV as he hosted the Oscars. He had the nerve to win Best Actor and stay at the award show and give his acceptance speech. It was a pretty uncomfortable moment in Hollywood history to me. And that's what I based my show on. The controversy train continued, talking about Deion Sanders leaving Jackson State, a Mississippi historically black college or university, for the Division I land at the University of Colorado. I spoke about teachers getting beaten by students in classrooms and some students getting away with it, and the not guilty verdict for former NFL player Travis Rudolph after the evidence showed his ex-girlfriend and her henchmen family members lied on him and validated his self-defense claim. Speaking of lying, a big lie and a stupid decision led to the quickest firing in the history of college football when Mel Tucker lost his contract with my beloved Michigan State University. We all know about that story. I featured a couple of shows on my all-time favorite NBA player of all time, Kobe Bean Bryant, covering his Hall of Fame induction and the unveiling of his first statue. Two more are coming, two more statues, that is, and that's well deserved. Shout out to Vanessa Bryant. She is really handling Kobe's legacy with honor. I still can't believe Kobe and Gianna are gone. It's still surreal. There's one reoccurring story that I promised you, my faithful listeners, that I would follow until we got the outcome. That is the criminal trial of former NFL player Chad Wheeler. Now, if you remember, when police arrived at his girlfriend's apartment, they found Aaliyah Taylor beaten and bloodied with hand marks on her throat and her left arm limp. Wheeler resisted arrest, and it took 3 or 4 officers to restrain and arrest him. He, of course, posted bail and was out in a couple of days. This incident happened on January the 22nd of 2021. Over 3 years later, after his lawyers got continuance after continuance, Wheeler was finally convicted with first and second degree domestic assault and sentenced to 81 months in state prison. Aaliyah gave her victim impact statement with confidence and strength. She looked him dead in the eye as she told the court what she went through. Miraculously, Wheeler did apologize, but that apology fell on deaf ears, and rightly so, in my opinion. He will be locked up for 6 years and 9 months unless they shorten his sentence for some reason. Let's hope that doesn't happen. As part of his sentence, Wheeler also was ordered to have no contact with Taylor for the rest of his life. Thankfully, Aaliyah has taken great steps to put her life back together while she still suffers from permanent effects from having her arm broken and a concussion. She models and she's a domestic violence advocate now. She certainly looked like she has made great strides when I saw her in the courtroom on that video. So as I promised, I have kept on top of this story all the way through to justice being served. I felt a duty to do so because major networks refuse to give this story I feel it deserved. This incident happened in the middle of the Deshaun Watson controversy. We all remember that. Where over 30 massage therapists accused him of sexual assault and harassment for some reason. That story was discussed over and over and examined to the hilt, really. Every network, every podcast, every newspaper, everybody was talking about it for months. But Wheeler beat and strangled this woman, leaving all the evidence of guilt. And it was barely mentioned even by the big two sports networks, ESPN and FS1. This was wrong on so many levels. Yes, I know Chad Wheeler wasn't a star in the league like Deshaun Watson is. But the sheer egregiousness of what he did warranted more coverage of the story. It really bothered me. This huge man beat her and left her for dead. Well, he's now been convicted, and let's pray it sticks this time. We don't want to see another person get out early and barely serve their time for what he did to Aaliyah Taylor. We don't want to see that. So this wraps up episode 1 of season 4 of Did You Hear What Chocolate Said? I am so honored you spent this time with me, and I cannot wait for you to come back and hang out with me for episode 2. Make sure that you subscribe to my website, thechocolatewriter.com. Make sure that you follow and like this episode. Give a review if you like. Connect with me on the website, subscribe. Follow my chocolate writer on IG, TikTok, Twitter, and Threads. And on Facebook at facebook.com/ The Chocolate Writer. You can catch me every Tuesday at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern on Talk Yours Tuesday. And that's on Facebook and YouTube. And then on Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern Time on The Side John with my co-host Dennis, where we talk about everything, sports, culture, love, life, some politics, not much, music. We talk about a lot of things on the side, John. So you should come and check us out. And again, that's every Saturday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on Facebook and YouTube. So with that, I enjoyed my time with you today. Thanks again for coming out. And as always, I wish you love, peace, and chocolate.